are getting ready for Thursday's volleyball matchup between Luxembourg Casco and Valders. We'll have the game on 96.7 WBDK beginning at 6:30 with the pregame, followed by the first serve at 7 o'clock. And we are pleased to be joined once again by head coach Jeff Fry. And coach, looking back at last week after such a long layoff, you're able to go 3-0, still haven't dropped a set. The closest threat that you had was those last two sets against Fox Valley Lutheran. And what kind of things were the Foxes doing to your team that maybe they haven't seen this year that allowed them to score as many points as they did in those sets two and three?
Well, Fox Valley Lutheran is a really talented team. I mean, they got bumped up this year to Division I for the playoffs. You know, normally they would be in our side of the bracket, and we'd probably be facing them tonight if this was a normal year. So, but you know, they have a lot of weapons. They're really a skilled defensive team. They got a great setter, and they have offensive weapons across the board. So they're actually really similar to they do a lot of stuff that we do really well. So I think, you know, we battled them a lot during the summer months too. And every time we played them, they were a great match. So we knew it was going to be a knockout match on Tuesday. So for our girls to battle, and, you know, we had some adversity. We were down in game two, and we were down 14-6 or 14-7, and we battled back and took that one. And we were, I think, behind 20-18 in game three in our girls' battle. So, I mean, that's the cool thing about our girls. They're just really even-keeled, and they never get too flustered. And I think it was a great thing for our team to get pushed and get challenged ahead of the tournament, because we know this week is, you know, as I told the girls in practice this week, you know, if you're still alive and you're in the Sweet 16 of the tournament, you're obviously playing good volleyball. So every team that's playing this time of the year is really good. So we know we're going to get pushed this year. So getting pushed last week and in the end of the year in our drive for a conference championship was a great thing for our team.
And you mentioned it as well. I'm not one of those people that says you need to lose in order to learn something and kind of get things back on track. But how important was it for your team, especially a young team like yours, to have a little adversity?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always good to have that kind of adversity and then to see how your team responds to it. And I think having that, you know, if you get in those tight matches and if you have things to fall back on that you were able to do, I think that's really important. And like I said, I loved the way our team responded to that adversity. And I think any time that you can get challenged and pushed, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that has scared me all year about our schedules. Normally we're playing every Saturday, we're going to big-time tournaments, playing big-time opponents. We're getting challenged, and we're getting beat in those tournaments. We're finding out what we really need to work on, where in our conference matches and that stuff, we haven't gotten challenged and pushed. So I think it was really important last week for us to get challenged and pushed by both Freedom and FEL last week. That was really good.
And when you get to the tournament, obviously you're already in the tournament, I should say, and you get those parallels, you know, looking at this year's team compared to last year's team, how do they stack up? What does this team maybe do a little bit better than last year's? And what are some things that last year's team does a little bit better than this year's team?
You know, they're real similar teams, but yet different teams, I guess you would say, in that, you know, we have a great setter that runs, you know, and we run a really explosive offense with weapons across the board. You know, I think we continue to grow and get better on the defensive side of the ball, which has really been our focus the last couple of years. So, you know, that's kind of been our thing. And as I tell the girls, any match, but especially this time of the year, you really got to win the serve and pass battle. And that's going to be the key tonight in the match is to be able to win that and put pressure on them from the service line. And, you know, and then for us to be able to pass, because I just think, you know, the similarities between our team last year and this year is that, you know, we had you know, four really, really solid weapons that we thought we could go to. And I think this year we might have added even a fifth one that, you know, you can't, if you go to shut down one of our hitters, there's somebody else. And I was telling the girls this week, you know, the great thing about this team is you could have a different hero every night because there's people that step up every night. We're just a well-balanced team with a lot of weapons that can challenge people and press people.
And then your next opponent here, Valders. What do we know about this team heading into the match?
Well, I know that they ran into the same problem we did. They got quarantined mid-season, and they lost out on the last couple conference games of their season. They were vying for a conference championship with Two Rivers, and they didn't get to play that match. But I think their record is 10-9, but they're a lot better team than what their record shows. Like I said, three of those losses they have on their schedule as forfeits, so they're really a 10-6 team. But, I mean, they do a lot of really good things. They have a unique thing where they have a left-handed middle hitter, which you don't see very often, and she's pretty dynamic. She can hit around the block both ways, and they have a pretty strong left-handed hitter on the right side. So, you know, again, I think the biggest thing for us is if we can keep them out of system, you know, they're going to have a hard time getting the balls to their middles, which, you know, you have to pass well to get the ball into the middle, and that's kind of our goal, is to keep them out of system. And if we get them out of system and get a lot of free balls back, I like our chances of being able to run our offense against Valders or any team for that matter.
And then finally, you'll have a home game here. What kind of advantages do you see your team not having to travel as far for these games and very well won't have to travel very far for Saturday's possible match and then even a state tournament run?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's especially with, you know, the buses and everything else and COVID, not having to hop on buses, because those are, you know, if you get on the bus and you know, you're in close confines and everything else. So it's nice not to have to travel. It's nice to play in your own gym, you know, be in the comfort of your own building. I think that's nice. And we're working on trying to get a couple extra tickets. We only get a certain amount of tickets, but we have a couple that aren't being used by parents. So we're looking at possibly trying to get some possibly some students in for the match either tonight or Saturday if we're lucky enough to advance. So that's that might be an advantage too, seeing a couple other teams throughout the state been having smaller student sections. So our girls asked about that and it possibly being able to get some students in for a match, which would be neat because, you know, that's one of the things that really benefits us in a normal year is our students come out in big numbers to support, not even the students but the community as well. Comes out to support our program and playing at home is a huge thing. And, you know, from the beginning of the year, we were scheduled to host us at the sectional final if we were lucky enough to get there. And I was really excited about that, you know, we wouldn't have to leave our building to get through where we wanted to get to, and to not be able to host, you know, a regular sectional final where we could pack the gym and bring in the seating and make like almost an arena setting is disappointing. But the fact that we're still going to get to play at home, and we have more fans now than we had during the regular season as they bumped the WIA, bumped up the totals from 2 to 4 for the tournament. So we're going to try and get some kids in there, and that might benefit us on tonight. And then but just playing at home, anytime you don't have to travel and you can go home after school and get a bite to eat and just come to the school, I think is always a beneficial thing.
For more of our past interviews with Luxembourg Casco head coaches, visit our podcast page and click on Luxembourg Casco Sports Central. I'm Tim Coles for New Radio Sports Network.